heard you say it a ton of times before, getting that next one that puts you in the right position and maybe up in that game.
Well, I don't think there was something missing. I think we pushed hard right from, I think actually them scoring the first goal was in some ways a positive. It snapped us right into doing more than just defending, that mindset. And I liked what we generated really straight through the game. Certainly in the last half of the third down, we were dominant at that portion of the game. So I don't think there's a thing that was missing.
You didn't win here tonight, but you've already taken home ice advantage, and you made them scratch and claw and do everything they could to get that one win at home.
Well, I think we got the game to what we expected it to look like. I think we were at a bit of a disadvantage coming into the series, having played such a completely different series the one prior to. The systems were all different. The style of game was completely different, and we weren't up to that in game one, but we were good in certain areas. We were really good in front of our net, and we were good enough, and certainly Connor was. This game tonight looked the way we thought the series would look. Very fast, lots of transition, lots of excitement at both ends of the ice, some great chances, some missed opportunities. So I'm more comfortable with our game tonight than I am after game one. Well, it depends on whether you win or lose the game, right? If you're up one at the end, you finished on your chances.
Well, when you look at how your team processes this game, does the way that it happened, kind of coming so close to being up 2-0, change the fact or the feel of leaving here with a
sport? It's an important process for us to go through, having lost an overtime game. And now we got to rebound because you're all the emotion that goes into tying it late, feeling good about that. Losing in double overtime, now you got to rebound. It's something that you have to go through. We have to deal with it at some point. It's tonight. We'll go back with a split. I don't know that home ice has a huge advantage in terms of the matchups because they're probably going to be pretty much the same. The benches are going to get run the same, but there'll be a little bit more excitement when Patty Rings went off the post.
Paul, nastiness might be the wrong word, but there was more of an edge to this game tonight than we saw in game one. Is this more the type of series?
Yeah, I think there was more speed in the game, right? There was more collisions in the game that happened, and both teams got a feel for the line that was going to be drawn, figured out there really wasn't going to be one, and had at her.
What did you think of Dustin's game tonight?
He's just a big, powerful man. I mean, got us back going. That first goal that he scored was huge. Big and strong down the wall. He's such a force out there.
Like to manage a game like that on the bench that goes into five periods.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of it, we ran a number of lines harder than you normally would in the last 10 minutes of the third, so by the time we got the second time, we were rolling everybody.
It's easier said than done because they moved the puck so well, but do you need to get in down on their D and get more physical, maybe get more wins in on them?
That can't be a game plan for us. It doesn't work. Because we spend more time worrying about that than getting on the puck. It's not what we do. We get our hits come naturally. We don't hunt for them. We get enough.
Well, 9 goals in a playoff game. It's not what we're used to seeing in the right. Last several years, but is it tied to the talent you see in these two teams?
I think it was the expectation, though. I mean, that was closer to our regular season games. There's a lot more offense to be had, right? If this thing ended up 11-10, it might have been fair with some of the chances at both ends. I don't think anybody's playing casual or loose. Both teams have finishers, and they get to the net.